says you can wear two pairs at a time. So the Mora has launches into a conversation, which really is sort of something like backwards. More later on is going to bring a machlokes whether Shabbos is the month tefillin or not, is the mitzvah of tefillin applies on Shabbos or not. That's one machlokes. So the Mora wants to know what is going to be Rabbi Gamliel hold. So if you hold Shabbos is the month tefillin, obviously. It's something which is, it's really, it's a malbush, because it's supposed to be worn on Shabbos. It would be a form of a tachshit. It's not a clothing, but it's a form of a tachshit for the person. But if it's so you hold Zman Tefillin. So we understand why one. Where does two come into the picture? If you hold the Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin, and they consider it a tachshit, even so, since during the weekdays it's worn. So where does the number two come in? So my kesuver, ikesuver Shabbos Zman Tefillin who zugechod in tefeloi. If you hold Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, the mitzvah is to wear one pair of tefillin. Not to wear two. And more later on, it's going to tie it in possibly to this or Bal Tosef. You're adding on to them, it's putting on a second pair. See, I really hate competing with you. And I hated it yesterday and the day before. I don't think you keep repeating it every single day. You're a very intelligent person. Remember from day to day. If he holds Shabbos as Zman Tefillin, so it should be one pair, and that's it. Except for Shabbos, Lav Zman Tefillin, who? So it's not Zman Tefillin. Mishum Hatzolo, Derech Malbush Shoru, Le Rabbonu. The Chazar allowed you to wear a Derech Malbush for the purpose of Hatzolo. So fill it Feinami, so as many pairs as fit, put them on. Why is two the number? As opposed to one. So we assume Shabbos is a month filling, and the mitzvah is to wear one, so I don't understand why two is permitted. If it's not a month filling, whatever fits, put on. So why two? So Mora says, Lo'ilam k'sabr Shabbos alav is a month filling. Rabbi Neil holds the Shabbos is not a month filling. V'chishor abonon l'nyin hatzol adarach malbush. Chazal were permitted derech malbush, but it has to be makom tefillin. So I can't put one on the arm here and here and here and here and here and here. I have to put it in the right spot. So I can't get more. So I can't. So I have a limit. How many can put on? The Mora says fine. Okay. V'yihachi zugechad zugechad. In takes out the word nami, tefeloi. So the derech malbush, it has to be in the right place. So you only get one. So this is a Gemara answer. It's Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok. Mokam yesh barosh l'nich by shtei tefillin. You have room in your head for two pairs of tefillin. Mora says, okay, that's for the head. L'nich the rosh. The Yad Meikah Lememra. Okay. Is there room on the hand for more than one? So where it says, it's only that there is a way where it would be Derek Malbush to wear two pairs on the Yad also. Where it says, Kid Rav Huna, Domer Rav Huna. They were tefillin the whole day. So now, but there was a challenge wearing tefillin the whole day. This is because sometimes they would want to carry a package on their head. So what do you do? The person comes back from the field and he has a bundle which is he wants to carry on his head. Masalkan Mirosh, he takes the tefillin off of his head. Bekoshran Bezor, usually when you put something in your head, the point was because you had things in your hands. So the head was a good spot to carry, another spot to balance something and carry something. So what you didn't want to hold your tefillin either. So you would wrap the tefillin, Shorosh, around your arm. Okay. So you see, that was a way to wear tefillin, so you'd have a room for, you could put two pairs of tefillin on your arm, one the shayad and one the shorosh, where you could put two pairs of tefillin on. That was something which a person would do. So now on Shabbos also, you can wear two pairs of tefillin on your arm.
I'm not sure I understand the implication here. Is it that there's some type of mitzvah wearing it, and that second pair on your arm, or is it that it's just sort of a normal, considered within normalcy to do it, even though there's no accomplishing of a mitzvah?
I would say the second way.
And on the head, what's the when you say there's makom for two tefillin, is that front and back, or is that side to side?
Most people understand it to mean front and back. Obviously, if you're wearing gigantic Lubavitcher tefillin, that's a different issue. And you're a mitzvah boy of 13 years old, and you're 4'11", that's not what we're talking about, I'm sure you've seen it ourselves, the Taimonim with the two pairs of tefillin on, And so, they were rushing right on time at the same time. They have a little tefillin. Okay. Samor says, 1 second. Eimer domer Rav Huna shlo yinig behen merderek bizoyin. Roy mi omar. It's not the pshat that this is called a normal way of doing it, that is Shabbatin of a Tachshit. This is called the proper place for it. It's just say that we have a person that because we have this issue, he has to carry his package. We found a way for him to carry his fill in back, which is considered acceptable. But we wouldn't call that's considered a Tachshit for the person. That's not considered carrying. In other words, if I take a notebook and I wrap it around my arm and say, I'm wearing it. That's still called carrying on Shabbos, because that's not the Derech Malbush. It's not a Tachshit. Jewelry, you don't really wear jewelry in the sense of that it's not clothing, but if it's something which is there to enhance the person, it some way beautifies the person. That's also, it comes a form of wearing. But this is neither, So if one pair of tefillin, you could say that's a covenant with the person. The second pair, what's that about? The Gemara says, "Ela kidomer Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok makom yesh barosh shiroy laniach bo shtei tefillin, avanami makom yesh biyad shiroy laniach bo shtei tefillin." So the answer is, there's room for two pairs. So there's room for two pairs. So then it is considered derech malbush. Again, it depends on the size of the pairs. Where it says, okay, 1 second. So where, by the way, is the makom to put on your shayad and the makom to put on the shorosh? So Tana Devei Menashe. It says, Al Yodecha Zuki Baris. It's referring to the biceps. So Rashi says it's really referring to the kibaris. It actually is the... The Abraham Soisha Brazoyas, the Tasha that include the bone also, the whole area is called Kiburis, not just the muscle. Beninecha Zu Kodkoid. Beninecha is referring to the person's skull, the head, the top of the head. Sehecho. So we know it has to be between the eyes. Further up, the question is how far back. So I'm there, Rabbi Yanai. Welcome, Shemoicha Shaltinek Tinek Roy Face. So you put it the front.
What about
spot
between the eyes? That's the
knot. It has to be. So it's from the front of the hair is the furthest that it could go forward and go backwards till Malkim Shaltiner Groyface, where the Kavisha, where the child is young, so that the skull area is soft. So the bone isn't so, well, the bone is soft also at the beginning, but it's not just the bone, it's the areas where the plates can expand, which can grow, so that area is soft. And eventually, those, as the child gets older, that area becomes, hardens, and becomes, becomes larger and hardens. So that's Malkim Shaltiner. That's how far back it could go. And the more, assuming that it gives you room, it has to be regards to the right and left. It has to be between, corresponds there between the eyes. But far back, you can go from your hairline, where your hairline was, back to that spot. That gives you room. Okay, so that's Rabban Gamliel. So where the Chum stand in all of this? Let's see, Rashi. Micah Sober. Before I did the next piece, I'm going to see Rashi. Micah Sober. The Kashari Shnayim Shnayim Abel Tfeiloi. What's the magic number two? Why one, even more than one is okay, but only two? You can separate Shabbos Mantvillan, who Shemachi Shari, that's permitted on Shabbos. Abel Tzilat Femen Mitzaloi, but more than Mitzaloi, you can't do this. Why two? Even one, only one should be permitted. Elamai Yehod Lav Zaman Tfilin, who? Shaila Rabbanan Derech Malvish, Shem Latach Shad Hu Lagabei, Kabuloi Masu. It's not carrying something on part of your body. It's a form of a Tach Shad, it's a form of a jewelry. To cover, to wear it. So that's why it's permitted. Even though you don't normally wear it on Shabbos, but Hakim Shema Hatzala Shari, we permit it for Hatzala purposes. So even more than two, why two? Where it says it has to be B'malkim Tefillin. It's not enough to wear it, one Shalrosh here, one here, one here, all the way around the head. It has to be B'malkim Tefillin. A red l'niach with tefillin has to be the place where tefillin is supposed to be. She called rosh kasher l'niach tefillin. El kod kai levat. The four part of the skull. Mechrit yesh shom she tefillin yoshin by. Ben and Bolton kol kach kilakamon. There's a spot where it fits better. B'Shabbos nami ba'asa d'loy chazulei lav tachshedu. So therefore on Shabbos, it's not considered a tachshed. Except for in that spot, Shabbat and Yosemite Dive Havikim Masri. I'm not sure everybody's head works like that, but Rashi says that the normal setting of this, there's a spot where it seems to fit better. So that over there, it enhances the person. The Yad, he calls right kosher the Tefillin, the Kibaris. Come on, only the Kibaris is acceptable. So why two pairs? Somewhere says because you would wear it. When you have take the shalrosh and put it on the arm when he's carrying a large load, and where it says over there, that's only minik bizoyin laniach chavela aleihem, because it's not proper to put the bundle on top of the tefillin. Therefore, shorele the minterinu hasim. So Chazal allowed you to take it off and protect it by putting it on the arm, but it's roi mi omar. The guy Mishab is lame at the tachshed. He's not going to say it's considered a tachshed. Wearing it there, there's room for two. Kibar is Abraham Soisha Bezroya. It's the middle portion of the arm. Balaz Ravdin. Roy Favor Rach Balaz Puntina. Okay. This is much more helpful. Exactly explaining what you know. We where to put the shayad. Tosis yad chuzuki beris. Tosis puts in who kibutzis boshar shabazroya shabena marpek shikaren kudu belaz ben kosev. It's the place where there's a more muscle between the elbow, which is the kudu, and the shoulder. The kibaris of kibaris tahini. Kibaris tahini is the large clusters of dates which grow on the trees are called a kibaris. So it's the same type of a. Usage.
Tosa says that it's not like the place between the like the palm and the elbow. But is he suggesting that there are those who maintain that that's the case? I mean, is it locomotion mefarish.
All I can tell you is that this Tosis comes up in Menachos also, addressing the same issue. So it sounds like that there was somebody out there who was saying it. I don't know whether that was the Karoyim that he was becoming the Fuk. I don't know. I'm not sure. There's a Mishnah in Oilus that goes through the bones. And it says that from the wrist and down there are 30 bones. It says there are Shnayim Bekana, there are two bones in the what's called the Kana. Shnayim Bemarpek, there's two bones in the elbow. Vechel Bezroya, and there's one in the upper arm. Varba Bekasev, and there's four in the shoulder. So you see that the usage of the word Zeroya means the upper arm, just moving up your body. So, say over here that the more uses the word Zeroya, because the more says that the Tefillin is Bezeroya, and the Mishnah Oilus says the Zeroya is the upper arm. You see from the flow of the Mishnah that it's coming up the body. Okay. Lema, the Gemara says, so what's the machlokes? So Lema, back in the Gemara, but Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Yitzchak, come if look at the car, the machlokes in the Tanakhama, Rabbi Gamliel, is, do we accept this idea? You can wear, there's a place with two tefillin. So Tanakhama says no. So you can only wear one pair of tefillin at a time. So you have to wear it in the proper place, either because the mitzvah applies in Shabbos, so it has to be in the proper place, or because the mitzvah doesn't apply, but it's considered a takshit, but again, it's only takshit because you would wear it during the weekdays and in its proper place. Tanakhama says you only have room for one, so you wear one pair. And Gamliel says, Yallah, Hilzer, Grib, Shemar, Rabbi Yitzchok. So you have room for two. So he says, two pair. Tanakhama, Lesley, Rabbi Yitzchok, Shemar, Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Gamliel, Islay, Rabbi Shemar, Rabbi Yitzchok. So obviously, if that's the pshat, that's not very good for Rabbi Shemar, Rabbi Yitzchok, because the Tanakhama, which is the Stam Das of the Mishnah, is not like him. Gemara says, "Lo, no." The Kuliyama Islahu, the Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. They both agree that there's room for two pairs of tefillin. So what's the machlokes? V'hocha b'Shabbos zman tefillin k'mifluki. Tanakama sar b'Shabbos zman tefillin hu. Ramil sar b'Shabbos lav zman tefillin hu. So the Tanakama says it's zman tefillin. So the mitzvah is only to wear one. So if you wear a second pair, there's room for a second pair, but it's bal toisef. Now the reason why you see these people that wear two pairs is because there's machlokes in Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam which one is right. So each one you're saying is it's either one or the other. It's not both. But wearing two pairs at one time is bal toisef. So if you hold Shabbos as man tefillin, you can't wear a second pair. You're being moisef on the mitzvah. We hold Shabbos lav zman tefillin, you're not doing any mitzvah at all, so you're not coming moisev on a mitzvah, you're not doing a mitzvah. And in regards to the takshid elements, so he also still considered a takshid for the purposes of itself. So come and Shabbos lav zman tefillin, one explanation. You boys say, the kuliyam Shabbos zman tefillin. Okay, so if Shabbos is Mount Tefillin, we have to be mazel of why Rabbi Gamliel allows two pairs. Because the Kara, you have a problem about Toysi. They're arguing the concept of Mitzvah Sriches Kavon. Now, there's going to be a question of Girsos over here. Rashi brings two alternate Girsos. Rashi prefers the second girsa, which is not the girsa we have in the Gemara. If you look at the Rashi, it's the third line from the bottom. The other line says, "Venirali dahachi girsinan." Tanakama saber mitzvahs ain sriches kavana. And when Emil holds Mrs. Sriches Kavana. Okay. So, if we hold Mrs. We argue this about Toysev. The person has to. We hold Mrs. Sriches Kavana. We're saying that the process of doing a mitzvah is not considered a ma'aseh mitzvah unless a person has intent for doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah. So it comes to this or bal toisef that's considered you're adding on to the mitzvah. If you're not mekabel the shame hosafa or the shame mitzvah, you say I hold the mitzvah is an extra pair of tefillin. So it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. So it's not called a hosafa because he defines a ma'aseh mitzvah is that the kavanah for the purpose of mitzvah is intrinsic in the mice, integral to the mice. So therefore, if you hold mitzvah sriches kavanah, and he's not mechab on the shem mitzvah, he's mechab on the shem hatzolah. So it's not bal toisef if you wear a second pair. Other hand, if you hold mitzvah ain sriches kavanah, it's in the same way when it comes to being mekayim the mitzvah. Even the person has no intent for the shem mitzvah, it's called the ma'aseh mitzvah. So it comes to be over this about toisef. When I do the mitzvah in a way that there's an extra part of it, even though I don't have kavanah for that purpose, it's considered I'm adding on to the mitzvah because this is a ma'aseh mitzvah. Intrinsically, it's a ma'aseh mitzvah without any intent about my part. So I've now done two intrinsic mitzvahs, which that's a problem because I'm doing double. That's a Rashi's Gervis in the Gemara.
And so so you have the Kavanah for it's for Hatzalah, not for the Mitzvah. But that doesn't bother us in terms of Hatzalah because it's still a Takshi. We're going with that Svar that it's a Takshi.
Correct. Well, Shabbos.
If it's Zman Tefillin.
Even if it's Zman Tefillin, I'm saying since. The problem is Zman Tefillin, like you said before, Rashi, you know, already raised the point that it's a Bal Toisef. we're accepting the fact that we've accepted the fact that Rosh Hashanah Yitzchak says it's true, you can wear two pairs, so it would be considered derech malbush or derech tachshit to wear two. The only problem is there's a baltoise division which makes it also to wear it, so then it's also to wear it, can't be called tachshit. If you hold it's not a problem, there's no isser, so it says no isser, so what's the problem?
Are we saying that Baal Tosef does not apply to extending the time periods or changing the time periods?
We're not saying that. Because the Mor is going to bring that up on Tzadiv Avam and Aleph. We had that same discussion in Rosh Hashanah, the Tzugim B'tzuch Tzkavana, Chav Chesem Beis, that in this amount of the mitzvah, Baal Tosef is problem without any extra intent. You get a shame, Baal Tosef, but it's not Zman Mitzvah. You have to have the Kavanah explicitly for the purpose of adding it, making it a Maisa Mitzvah. Some more talks about a person sleeping in the Sukkah on Shemini. Right? So it's not Zman, it's Israel. It's not Zman Sukkah anymore. So is the Arab Baal Tosef by sleeping in the Sukkah on Shemini? So that's what the Mor is going to talk about in that context. But for now, just when it is Zman Mitzvah, there's a potential for a Baal Tosef which is automatic.
It's funny because, I mean, like Rashi in Chumash doesn't talk about, more parshiot. It's an interesting. Maybe it's not about pairs of tefillin. You know?
It's a good question because there's a tesis. There's a raw. There's this about 20 twice. Rashi in both places quotes that Chazal about five parshas in the Tefillin. Points out, I'm not finding the Russia right now. The Goyen points out that if you look in the Drusha of the Sifri, it only says that in one of the two places. It doesn't say it in both places. And he bases
what?
Veskan goes to Sifu al Dabra Sharnuchim and Saveskan. Chomish Parshius Betvillin, Chomish is Minim Belulu, Chomish is Yuz, Machain Lusifu, Sifri Re'e. So Rashi and Veskan quotes the Sifri and Re'e. So, you have to ask yourself, why did the Sifri say it in Re'e when the same Posik is already in Veskan and why the Sifri couldn't chop the Sel Talyu in Veskan? So the Gaon says, he argues on Rashi, says there are two separate Isurim. There's one which is to change the mitzvah by adding more into the mitzvah, and that's the pasuk over there in Re'e. And there's another one which is adding, doing the mitzvah, deciding to apply the mitzvah the same mitzvah, but in a place where it doesn't apply, etc. Even though you're not changing the mitzvah, the tzur is a mitzvah. So one way you're adding on to the mitzvah, you're pashut, you're coming to the mitzvah, and you're changing the mitzvah, you're adding more to the mitzvah. I'm putting five parshiyos in the tefillah as opposed to four. One is I'm applying the mitzvah in a way which doesn't necessarily apply. So again, I'm not adding to the mitzvah, I'm adding the mitzvah to something. In a certain sense, I'm applying the mitzvah in a place where it doesn't apply. So if the Torah says put on one, if I put a second one, there's no mitzvah to put on a second. I'm applying the mitzvah in a different way. I'm adding the mitzvah in a place where that's how the Gaon understands it. So it's two separate Yisurim. Rashi doesn't again. Rashi at least, you know, this Pirshon Chumash doesn't get involved in that. Rashi in both places quotes the Gaon's Medayek in the Lashon of the Pesukim. It's called Rashi Nuchman Sabeskam Osoy Sishmu Lasoy Loy Soy Seif Alo Veloy Sigrami Menu. That's the Pesuk in Re'ei. It's Pesuk Yud Gimel Perk Yud Gimel Pesuk Aleph. And Rashi says Chamesh Chamisha Tertovas Betfilin Chamisha Minim Sifri. Then in Veschanon, which is Perek Dalad, Pasuk Beis, Lo Shosifu Aladaber Shanochim and Sabezkem. So I remember how the Goyin is Badaik in the Loshon the Psukim. Here's Lo Shosifu. There's Lo Shosif. Here it says it's called Dover Shanochi. It says it's called Dover first. Here it says Losisifu Ala Dover Shanochi. He's Medayik and Losh Shanos and Pesukim. There's a chiluk between the two separate Yisurim. That being said, there is a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah which talks about the fact that the Torah said the blow. Certain amount of Carlos and Rosh Hashanah, when we blow extra, is that why isn't the problem of Baal Tosef? So whatever we do because of Safik, more comes out, we have a Safik. So 30 Carlos are because of a Safik. There are 9 Carlos. We're not sure how to blow the 9 Carlos, so we do it 3 different ways. And one of them involves 2 Carlos, so that's 30 Carlos. So 30 Carlos is because of a Safik. After that, who gave us a right to blow more than that? So tell us if there's mashma, doing the mitzvah over again without any change or just repeating the mitzvah is not considered Baal Tosef. So it seems like over here you're wearing the two at the same time. So in a sense, it's not just repeating it. You're apparently Tosef, I'm saying that you're defining the mitzvah is that the mitzvah is to wear two as opposed to wear one. So I'm doing it. It's one maisa. It's one act of levisha which has two in it.
Is there a difference though between the yad and shel rosh? Is the mitzvah wearing it or is it lahaniach? I thought the yad was, you know, it's lahaniach, whereas the rosh might be more to be a wearing it.
That's the machlokes in the Rishonim, is the ikar mitzvah, the act of kshiro, kshartim, osu yadachon. Tosfos brings a sheet to Rabbeinu Elchanan, Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Elchanan, Melachos. And you're supposed to be kosher every day. You're supposed to tie the kasher every day. Kshartim. Or the ikar mitzvah is, you know, the Torah commands as a form of putting it, but the main point is it should be on you. When you tie on the two or whatever, that's a different form of putting on than when you just tie one. Whereas if I just repeat the same thing over again, Tosfos says that's not called Baal Tosef. It's the guy who wants to duchen a second time. Rabbi Darshan is a mitzvah once a day to pay him the duchen, so we duchen the second time. Why isn't there a Baal Tosef? Okay. The boy is saying,
Kohen duchen twice in a day.
Thursday, right?